Pulsed coalitions, physician orders for life-sustaining treatment, are developing across the country. A conference on that subject was held in Kansas City November 16, 2012, and one of the guests was Judy Sitko, Executive Director of the Coalition for Compassionate Care of California. Judy joins us now on the Bioethics Channel from Sacramento. Judy, you and your organization have had experience with Pulsed, and you co-authored an August 2012 article in the Journal of General Internal Medicine about it. Talk about the highlights of that article where you surveyed Pulsed participation among nursing homes.
Great. Well, thank you for having me on the podcast today. I really appreciate it. And there is so much activity going on around Pulsed nationally. This is very timely. I think that one of the things that California brings to the whole movement is the effort that we've done to implement Pulsed in such a large state as California. The states that preceded us really helped to establish the structure and its effectiveness. And we've really focused on, now that we have this mechanism, how do you get it spread throughout a state? So our survey looked at the way that California approached dissemination of Pulsed. And one of the mechanisms we used was the use of local coalitions. Pulsed implementation in a state requires kind of statewide efforts of addressing public policy, having a uniform, a single form, and a standard messaging and education. But that doesn't get it happening at the bedside, and you really also need to have this local focus. And we did it through, over time, we have more than 25 coalitions working in local communities implementing it at the local level. So they help to get the buy-in of local leaders and pilot it. And our evaluation that was headed up by Neil Wenger at UCLA School of Medicine did find there was pretty wide dissemination of Pulsed and a lot of knowledge of it in the nursing homes, and that those nursing homes in those communities that had a local coalition were more likely to know about Pulsed, have educated their staff on Pulsed, and to have residents who'd had Pulsed forms.
One thing that I thought was interesting was the result that few nursing homes, about 7%, reported difficulty following Pulsed orders, but 38% noted difficulty involving physicians in the Pulsed completion. And that says a lot, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at how nursing homes are structured and how they operate, it actually is not surprising, because doctors are paid to come and visit their nursing home residents about once a month. And so that's part of the challenge. Unlike a hospital where there are doctors around all the time, in nursing homes, they're run largely through a nursing staff. And so getting that physician involved in a timely manner can be a challenge.
So this is your experience in California, and California is California. So how does that translate to experiences that you've observed in other parts of the country?
Well, I think that this kind of two-level focus on implementation of what needs to happen at the state level, and then that there also needs to be a strategy and outreach at the local level, applies in many states. Even in some rural states that they don't necessarily have urban hubs, there's this connecting with your local leaders to get their buy-in and to help implement it at the bedside and to pilot it. I think that's really important. We were blessed in California because we had financial backing from the California Healthcare Foundation. So I think we show what can be done when the resources are there. And so for states where they don't have as many resources or financial resources to do this, you still need to look at all these different aspects of Pulsed implementation, but be realistic and patient in the amount of time that it will take.
You were in Kansas City November 16th to present to a group of professionals interested in a coalition called TPOP, Transportable Physician Orders for Patient Preferences. What were your key messages to the group?
Well, I provided kind of an overview of Pulsed nationally and also what we did in California with making sure that we addressed the policies, public policy and education and a little bit on their data. And also just making sure that everyone was clear on how Pulse fits in to the advanced care planning process, because it's a process that happens over time, and Pulse complements the advanced directive. It does not replace that. It's designed for people who are have a disease, a condition that has progressed. They're medically frail or advanced chronic condition. Wouldn't be surprised if they dive within the next year.
Common denominators for success of these coalitions. You mentioned funding and resources, but it would seem like you would have to have a very highly committed group of professionals who want to be able to make this work.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And one of the things that really excited me when I was in Kansas City was to see the strong leadership that they have for Kansas and Missouri. And I think that some of the commonalities that that leadership has with the California leadership is that both efforts are led by organizations that have worked for years to improve end-of-life care through collaboration. So it's really important to have a home for Pulse efforts, and that works from a collaborative approach of making sure that all the key stakeholders are on board and in the loop, and when things pop up, having the connections to be able to address those concerns.
Judy, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Judy Sitko is Executive Director of the Coalition for Compassionate Care of California. I'm Laurel LeBou. Thanks for listening to the Five Weapons Channel.